At the end of the legislative session, House lawmakers surprised seemingly everyone by advancing the idea that the rail shortfall should come from an expanded transit accommodations tax. Continuing our county check-ins, we called the chair of the county at the heart of the row, Honolulu's Ron Manor, for his take on the session's cliffhanger end.
Well, I think it could have been better, especially with respect to the rail issue. I spent a lot of time with the mayor and other city officials trying to persuade the legislature that it was important for them to approve a funding mechanism that would generate sufficient revenue for the city to be able to complete rail to cover our shortfall. And we tried to emphasize the fact that we believe that the most reasonable, equitable, and logical funding mechanism would be to extend the excise tax surcharge, which did not happen, unfortunately. And the concern we have on the part of the city is that, really, given our tight budgetary situation, city officials do not believe that any portion or aspect of the rail construction costs should be covered with city revenues, and more specifically with real property tax revenues. But, unfortunately, the issue was not resolved. Nevertheless, I remain optimistic. Having been a former state legislator, I've been through extended and special sessions in the past, and I know that there are times when legislators are faced with very difficult and challenging issues, and they just need more time to get them resolved.
And how much of the shakeup in the legislature do you think will play into having a special session and being able to resolve the issue?
I don't have any doubt that there will be a special session. In fact, both Senate and House leaders have indicated that a special session is in order. The new House Speaker has indicated as such, and I've heard through the grapevine in terms of his discussions with other legislators that he understands that the real issue is an important issue for the state legislature to resolve, that it's not an issue that they can go into the next election year not coming up with adequate solutions. So I'm very confident that they will go back into special session in the coming weeks.
How much of a probability statement would you put to the idea of having the GET extended a little bit, perhaps even the TAT, and also having property taxes as part of that portfolio of fundraising?
Well, there is a possibility that at the end of the day, following a special session, that the legislature may approve a combination of funding mechanisms, and it could include the TAT. As far as real property taxes are concerned, I'm totally opposed to that. Council members would have serious concerns about tapping into real property tax revenue. So we're very sensitive to the fact that our residents on this island are already having to cope with a high real estate cost. In addition, we have a tight budgetary situation. You know, we're currently trying to wrap up our city budget and trying to provide the necessary core services and public safety while at the same time balancing our budget. The city budget is already tight. There would be major concerns about increasing real property taxes. So I'm still hopeful that in terms of what the legislature approves, that it will not force the city to have to consider utilizing real property taxes to fund rail construction.
I know our time is short. I want to ask you about homelessness. We saw the point in time count come out, and there were some very nice numbers for Oahu that are now really being challenged by some who have been involved with the point in time count for a very long time. What is it that you take away from both the point in time count, the numbers of homeless people that we seem to still see in great magnitude in certain places around the city, and the fact that maybe this point in time count was not as consistent with the way it has been done in past?
Well, I'm not so sure about the methodology, and I really can't comment on the extent to which the figures were accurate. All I can say is that I'm hopeful that we have seen improvement. And if there has been improvement and the numbers bear that out, I think it's because there has been a concerted effort on both the state and city levels to really try to tackle and address the issue more proactively and more effectively. For example, on the city level, the city council has approved millions of dollars to fund programs and services that benefit the homeless. We've provided more monies for temporary shelters. We've provided monies for Housing First accommodations that the mayor and his administration has been implementing in terms of providing permanent supportive housing, which really is a long-term solution to homelessness. We provided more monies for outreach services and the provision of services that the chronically homeless need in order to be able to get them off the streets.
What is that you would like to see happen as a next step for being able to counter homelessness in Oahu?
You know, I've always believed, and I've come to the understanding that resolving homelessness is a complex issue and there is no silver bullet, that it takes a multifaceted approach. In terms of a multi-pronged approach, I think we need to continue to put more resources to outreach services. I think we need to continue developing more shelters. But what we really have a need is for long-term permanent supportive housing. That area of housing, I believe, is in short supply. We also need to do more with respect to affordable housing, and in particular affordable rentals, because the fact is many people are homeless because they can't afford the high rents that they have to pay in the market. So I think state and city government ultimately need to be more proactive and more effective in addressing our affordable housing crisis.
And how exactly would you see that be different this time? Because what you've just said, we could have had a conversation several years ago where you could have said the exact same thing, and people have been hearing this now over and over again. Is there something that you've identified that you think the city should be doing that it has yet to be able to accomplish?
Well, you know, again, I'm a believer in permanent supportive housing based on the Housing First model that has worked successfully in other jurisdictions. And I wanted to see these programs get off the ground, but they finally are happening. The mayor, for example, has announced a number of projects that will incorporate the Housing First model. I'm anxiously looking forward to the opening of the Evole facility that's going to provide permanent supportive housing together with services, and also will provide a hygiene center. So I think that the monies that we've appropriated, the administration is now, you know, spending and implementing successfully, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of these kinds of Housing First projects implemented on this island in the future. I think another area with a tremendous amount of potential, and we are making some progress on that, is our ADU, or Accessory Dwelling Unit Program, which I helped to establish through a resolution I introduced several years ago. And we've been working with the mayor to provide incentives for more people to develop or create these ADUs, which can be rented as affordable rentals, and we're seeing the numbers go up in terms of the development of these ADUs. So more needs to be done, but I think that we're moving in the right direction. And finally, the city will be adopting an affordable housing policy. You know, the mayor unveiled his proposal several weeks ago, and very shortly he plans to introduce a bill that's going to specify affordable housing requirements for new major developments on this island. The city council is also considering a bill to impose affordable housing requirements on developers in TOD areas. And by the way, that's one of the reasons why I support RAIL, because of the TOD affordable housing opportunities that the project could present in the future. So we have a long ways to go, but I think we are making progress in addressing these issues.
And just finally, before I let you go, when we talk about affordable, we never really talk about putting, you know, some dollar amounts to that. Some people who have ADUs are renting them for $1,500 a month, $1,800 a month. That doesn't sound very affordable to someone who is living at the very low end of the economic spectrum. Is there a way that you think that there should be some sort of control over that, that if you have an ADU or if you have affordable housing, that it would be based on really what people are able to handle, not necessarily an area median income or other ways in which we've been figuring it in past?
Well, you know, in passing the ADU law, you know, the council did impose requirements that are intended to try to ensure that more of these units would be rented at affordable levels, that people who are struggling to afford being able to pay rents can afford in the future. So, for example, we have strict limits on the maximum size of an ADU unit. And we also make sure that the rental agreement must be for at least 6 months. But given the size limitations, the thinking is that as more of these ADUs are developed, it's going to have to be rented to people who have very limited income means. That is something that we are going to be monitoring down the road. But again, you know, in addressing affordable housing, it takes a partnership. And in terms of developing more of these rentals for people at the low income levels, developers need state affordable housing assistance, and that's where the state legislature has been helpful and needs to be more helpful in the future.
I'm curious about your comment when you said that you'll be monitoring in the future what the ADUs are being rented for. How would you do that?
Well, you know, the City Department of Planning and Permitting is maintaining a list and inventory of all of the ADU applications that come in and that are approved. And so based on that inventory, you know, I believe that they'll be able to do some monitoring in the future to determine to what extent the development of these ADUs are helping to address our affordable housing issue. That's an evaluation that's got to be happening down the road if we are to get a better understanding and to be assured that this program is, in fact, providing affordable rentals for the residents of this island.
We'll look forward to seeing that. Thank you so much for your time today, Ron Manor.
Okay, thank you for your questions.
Ron Minora is chair of the Honolulu City Council.